Just really going back to bits that footballers have said to you like, over the years and rucking off their own clubs.
Okay, this is actual indiscreet things that you know for a fact. We can't disagree with you because you know you heard it from the footballers themselves. They think they're off duty. You talk to them, you think, cool, we should say some of that on the telly usually. What did they say?
Well, I used to do the Christmas dinner for West Ham Club.
Yeah.
And I had, during 80-81, at Christmas, I had Frankie Lampard, Patsy Hill and...
All the chaps, yeah.
Yeah, Francois van der Elst and all that.
And now listening to this going, oh no, what did we say?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they wouldn't do nothing that season. They'd go down, they had no chance in the cups, etc. And they ended up being in the cup with... I think it was Tottenham, wasn't it?
They didn't go down, though.
No, they didn't go down.
That must be the year they played Fulham in the finals.
See, all this is fair comment, because footballers never... This is the only way you'll get the truth, from hearing calls on this show like this. Because, as we know, footballers are real human beings, they're real blokes, they're slightly more cynical than football supporters, certainly. But they know when they're no good, but you'll never hear it said unless we get the reports through on this show. So that was West Ham's own team saying they were no good.
Yeah, and also, just as a little antidote, on that particular day... Patsy Holland turned around to me and said, have a go at Frankie Lampard and ask him how his all his business was going on. And it had gone bust at the time. And Frankie Lampard gave me a right hander on the eyeball.
Did he? He was told by one professional to go to him and ask how his private all his business.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah, I got a black eye over it. And that was while I was carving the turkey.
You did.